This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, my name is Charvela Pentikova. I'm a director of finance at Otsuka Hoskin & Harcourt. Our firm has 6 offices, 5 in Canada and 1 in New York City, and we have about 480 attorneys. We're here to share our success story, and I'm joined by 2 of my colleagues, Prashant Loganathan, Senior Manager of Billing and Collections, and Heather Smith, our Senior Manager of Hospitality and Special Events. So as many of the other law firms experienced around mid-March, that within a few days, we all were working from home. We had a very short time to prepare for working from home, and every department had different challenges. So I'd like to ask Heather and Prashant, what was the most challenging thing when your team started to work from home? So let's start with Heather.
Good morning. For me, it was about finding ways to keep my team working and to get new work for my team. The bulk of our work surrounds the management of on-site meetings and events, a very large food services team, a group of receptionists, 4 meeting planners, as well as 2 supervisors, so a very large team. And with much of our daily work canceled, we had a team that was mostly idle.
What about your team, Prashant?
For my team, I would say I was lucky to a certain degree. Majority of my team had the ability to work from home prior to COVID. So they were set up for most part, but there are some issues that we encountered. There were a few people that didn't have the technology or the resource. So we had to work with IT to get them all coordinated and shifted over to their home base. And so we were in full swing within a couple of weeks. However, we did have a few challenges, and one was getting accustomed to the new norm from working from home. Some of my staff do things a little old school, printing hard copies, pencil to paper. So getting the tools to transition took some time, but now they're glad they made the switch. Not only were we working from home, we had to put on our risk hat. With the direction the economy was heading, we all needed to step up to the plate and roll up our sleeves to get our bills out as fast as possible and beef up our collection effort. Another challenge which most firms will face, and we are no different, is the lack of social and personal interactions that we no longer have between the teams. Our team is very close-knit. While we have Microsoft Teams, Skype, GoToMeeting, Zoom, all sorts of video conference tools, We lose a lot of in-person interactions, which sometimes gets the job done faster.
Thank you. So as the firm management was coordinating the efforts of people working from home, it was clear that some groups are just not able to do the work from home, like Heather's team. And so an idea was born how to keep these people employed and having them contribute to the firm. And so the idea was born that Heather's team might be able to help out with collections. And so what was the reaction of your team, Heather, when you presented the idea of doing collections?
Well, personally, I was immediately quite intrigued and quite enthusiastic, because I had been actively looking for projects for the team and work, and I had put feelers out to a bunch of departments to find things that we could help with. Because I was feeling a bit of a combination of, like, how do we keep the team engaged, you know, and feeling a part of the firm when they were unable to work. And another feeling of, you know, how can we help the firm in these challenging times? So when the offer was suggested to me, it was just kind of what I was hoping for. And the need to contribute and assist in difficult times was something that everyone was feeling. So our reception and meeting planning team was selected from the bigger group. And they're very accustomed to working directly with clients, and they have a lot of good technical skill. So they were pretty familiar with some of the tools that were being used. So I figured it was a pretty easy transition for some of the tasks that were required. And they were also quite familiar with the lawyers and quite a few of our clients in the various practice groups, because we met and worked with them in our conference center.
So, Prashant, you now get a group of 10 people that are willing to help you with collections, but they've never done collections before. And now you have a very short period of time to get them up to speed, get them trained so they can actually be efficient and start bringing cash in. So how did you do the training?
It was definitely a busy, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, but it was exciting. You know, as our firm, our mandate was to bring in cash without jeopardizing our clients' relationship and being sympathetic towards what everyone was going through at a personal level and at a corporate level. We looked at our portfolio, we identified the risky areas such as the emerging markets, the non-strategic clients, which was a good portion of our clients we serve at Olzer. Given the risk of collection was high, we focused on this area. Part of the prep was to A, identify the clients that we were targeting, B, take this opportunity to look at our existing process, revamping it by addressing gaps in our collection process. See, we created templates and tools that allowed the group to easily navigate and get the information at their fingertips without guesswork. So they can focus on what really mattered, which was calling clients, emailing clients, and asking for promised payments. And lastly, continuous coaching. With Heather managing the team, we run through a lot of examples to address many scenarios. Can't address all of them, but it's kind of, we learn as we go as well. And we host weekly calls to go through these examples and kind of educate and coach the team as a whole, which great. Heather has done an amazing job with.
Thank you. So now we've been at this for over 2 months. And what outcome do you see, Heather?
Well, it's been an amazing learning experience for all of us. The team has learned so much about the business side of the firm. They've learned a lot about the kind of work that our firm does and what our work is worth. We've discovered, you know, more about who our clients are and the different ways that different clients operate. My team has also seen firsthand the financial challenges that some of our clients are facing during the pandemic quarantine period. It's taught them how our finance team manages our outstanding accounts receivable and the importance of collecting, especially in, you know, an economic depression. It's given insight into some of the everyday pain points of our finance colleagues, which, you know, is a good exercise even in good times to reach out and see what other colleagues' days are like. And these are all things that they can take back to their roles with them. The insight into the law business that they now have, the knowledge that they've gained about their firm, and the stories that they've heard will make them better, more empathetic, successful client service staff. So it's really solidified our feelings of loyalty to our firm, and it's given us opportunities to help. And, you know, we've seen the trust that the firm has put in our skill set being transferable. So finally, the partners have been extremely vocal about their gratitude and respect for the team's ability to pivot. And the numbers have been quite incredible. So this is a tangible success story for each of them. New skills, new knowledge, and new confidence in themselves. So when we all return to the office, I feel like the team has been on an amazing professional development retreat instead of lockdown in isolation.
What about you, Prashant?
I mean, Heather kind of nailed it right there. I mean, when you have a great team like Heather's, who spends their day job making sure our clients get the best experience when visiting Olzer, the downtime to get that team up and running at full capacity was about 2 to 3 weeks tops. Now it feels like they're all part of finance in some way. So in all seriousness, though, we have seen a spike in our hit rate as well as payments for accounts that we would have otherwise wrote off in 3 to 6 months from today or fully provisioned over a year ago. As most of you know, it's about getting in touch with the right person. With adding additional bodies to navigate the organization and the clients to get a promised payment takes time. And with 10 additional bodies, we were able to get more in the door than we have pre-COVID. So it's an amazing story.
Thank you. And I must say, you know, I watched the cash coming in, and Prashant actually set up a SharePoint site where they keep track of all the phone calls and emails that were sent out by this team and the money that is being promised. And then we see when the money comes in. And I can honestly tell you it's in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past 2.5 months. So we still have a few months ahead of us where Heather's team will be helping the finance group with the collection. It's very much appreciated. And so I'd like to thank both Prashant and Heather for sharing their story. It certainly has been a success. And I'd like to thank Ilta to be able to share our success story with the wider audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Ilta Radio. Subscribe to Ilta's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. Ilta Radio, get tuned in.